Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of October 2017, and this is the 667th Mole Out Loud podcast. Today is a very rainbowy sort of day. I can see one out of my window at the moment that's arcing from the river, to somewhere behind my house. Actually, it's a double rainbow, I've just realised. There's one that's really, really strong and another one that's not quite so strong. And I'll send you a picture of a bit of rainbow that I saw on my walk this morning. I can see the rainbow out of my window, but it is behind trees, and so I know that it's not going to show up as anything much if I take a photo of it. And this morning too, I could see the rainbow, but a lot of it was obscured by trees. So you've got a little snippet of rainbow in the photograph. As the rainbow suggests, it's very changeable today. Lots bits of rain and sun and lots of wind at the moment. But I did manage to get out for this walk. And, oh gosh, it felt so good to have done it. At last, I've managed to go up. I'm limping quite a lot at the moment. I think it was that doing 2 days of Qigong and then doing another hour and a half of Qigong the day after did rather stretch my capabilities. So I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Not quite as much today as yesterday, but this morning it was quite an effort walking up. But by the time I got to the bit that was scrambling, I'd loosened up a bit. I'd loosened up. And so I did do it. I'm still looking at this rainbow and it's just the proper one. It is really thick, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's really wide. The colour bands are really wide. Really astonishing. But as I said, there's no way I can take a photo of it. At least I don't think so. I might just go outside and see whether there's a way I can, or even through my bedroom window. Not really. I don't think it will. I might just pause this and try. The wind is obscuring the the wind is blowing the tree so much that it keeps totally obscuring the rainbow. You'll see what I send you. It'll either be a bit of rainbow from my walk in the wild this morning, or it'll be a domesticated rainbow taken from my bedroom window. The weather, this changeableness, I think is affecting me too. I felt very restless today, just not finding it difficult to get settled into my writing. I do know exactly what I'm doing, but every time I sit down to do it, I want to get up and do something else. So I'm not sure what that's about. It's a great relief to me to be doing the podcast because I have a reason to be up and doing something else. It's also getting later in the afternoon and I want to upload it. And I want to have it uploaded before I talk to my sister in England. And tonight I've got a treat on. I'm going to a play. I'm not sure that I really intended to go to this play, but somehow I said I would, and so I'm going. It's a Pinterplay, the dumb waiters, which I don't know whether I've seen before or not, but I do seem to remember that one of my first jobs in London was with a hotel booking agency that worked from the basement kind of flat of a house in Gower Street, where I think Pinter lived at the top. I hope I'm not making this up, but it just seems really, it's sort of such a vague memory, and of course then I didn't know who he was. And the only other thing I can really, I can remember a couple of other things. One was that we had a telex machine that seemed incredibly modern, and the other was that there was a, in the bathroom there was an enormous hip bath. I've never seen anything like it before or since. So, anyway, I shall go and renew or make a better acquaintance with Pinter tonight. So I'm not going to be doing any writing, but enjoying somebody else's creative spirit and perhaps learning a few things from that. I do hope that you've had a more focused day, that you've been able to do what you're intending to do, and feeling the satisfaction of having done what you intended to do as well. And but if you've been distracted, don't give yourself a hard time. I'm trying very hard not to give myself a hard time. The last distraction I made was I decided I needed to have a piece of toast and honey. And I burnt the toast, and because I was so cross with myself, I decided I really needed to eat the burnt toast. So don't do that. Don't do that. I've now got a taste of cinders in my mouth. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.